As Americans prepared to vote in midterm elections, an Iraqi court handed down the death sentence by hanging for Saddam Hussein. Vatican officials have condemned the death penalty, which they say is unjustifiable, even in the case of the former Iraqi leader and the terrible actions he committed. Cardinal Renato Martino, president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, says the death penalty should be internationally abolished.
You cannot punish a crime with another crime, because the death sentence is a crime. Because although it's the state who discerns it, but the state is not the owner of the life of its citizens. Life is a gift from the moment of conception to the natural end of life. And so that sentence is not a natural end. I say that because John Paul II in Evangelium Vitae said, today society has all the means to render a criminal innocuous without applying the death sentence. In particular to the situation of Iraq, I don't think that it will make better the situation in that country. So this is what I think about this tremendous moment that Iraq is still living.
European governments are among those which have condemned the Iraqi court sentence. So could international pressure actually change the ruling in a court of appeals?
I don't know. Because we know that in order to enter to European Union, countries who apply for membership to European Union have to have abolished the death sentence. So this is important to know. And so I'm sorry to say that there are still many countries have abolished that. But there are still several countries who still apply the death penalty, and they do not have yet chosen this choice of civilization, which the world is doing progressively.
President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Martino.